Yesterday night, I put before you what is spirituality. So spirituality is to know the spirit in man and the old spirit overhead. For that, it is basic teachings given by all masters who came in the past. Those who ever met them, they gave them a demonstration of who we are, what we are. All masters, whether of the East or the West, both, first thing they gave out was, man know thyself. We are who we are conscious entities. We are in soul bodies. We have got body, we have got intellect, we have got outgoing faculties. But to know ourselves, we will have to divest ourselves of all outgoing faculties. Yes.
Master, I have to separate these a little bit so we can raise
all
the volume.
All right. So knowing oneself means the matter of self-analysis, how to liberate ourselves from mind, outgoing faculty. As I explained to you last night, that we are conscious entities under the control of mind, mind under the control of outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are dragged like anything from the outer enjoyment. We are conscious entities, but identified with the mind, outgoing faculties, body and the world around us, so much so that we are forgotten also. So spirituality means we dying our conscious self from the mind, outgoing faculties and body and all around us. It is matter of pure self-analysis, rising above body consciousness, knowing oneself that we are carrying the factory of the man body. So the outer expression of the soul is called attention. These different departments of the body, which are sight, hearing, touch, taste and smell, these only work when our attention is with them. So if we withdraw our attention from these, with our open eyes we cannot see, with ears open we cannot hear. When you eat also, your attention is absorbed in something else. You don't feel any taste. So spirituality is the conscious knowing about the conscious self, which is driving this whole machinery of the body and its different departments. That is to know oneself. Social body, came to being, as I told you, when the masters left the scene to keep their teachings alive, so social body came into being. So long as they are made with a very noble purpose, so that many people may derive benefit, so long as the practical people were there, people were able to derive full benefit of knowing oneself, and also that old self which keeps us in the body controlled, and that power which controls all universe. For want of practical people, the same good old custom stagnated, deterioration passed. We forgot who we are, what we are. So we reach to the conclusion that spirituality is not bearing the different labels on the man body. We chose in which school we are learning to know oneself and to know God by self-analysis. So it is the basic teachings of all masters. When the society came into being, naturally laws had to be made. How the society can be run without laws? The difference in the outer forms of religion is due to either narrow-mindedness, bigotry, or climatic influences, or the customs prevailing. I'll explain all this to you last night. Now the question arises, we need teachers in any subject we want to follow. You follow that the true education of the child commences from there, from the womb of the mother. Whatever thoughts of the mother are, they are impressed in the child within the womb. And then comes when he comes out of his womb, then parents, fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters teach the child, their teacher. When they grow old, school teachers come up to train them, to teach them. All in the outer subjects which relate to the outgoing faculties, mind and intellect, there we need somebody to guide us, those who are adept in that line. If man wants to be a wrestler, he will go to the feet of a wrestler. If a man wants to be educated, higher studies, he will go to a teacher. Similarly, any subject that we have to take, we need somebody adept in that line. Similarly, all these subjects which I refer to relate to the outgoing faculties, our body, our intellect. Then we do need someone to guide us on the way, but in the way where all philosophies end, there the religion starts. I submitted you last night, the word religion means three means back, leisure to bind. To bind back our soul by withdrawing from outside and contacting the controlling power which is called God into expression power within our own self. This is a subject where also we need somebody who is adept that way. Call it by any name you like. When outer pursuits, we do need somebody. Why not in a case which starts by rising above body consciousness? And the first step is there. How to withdraw from outside, how to rise above body consciousness, how to have a leap into the beyond, and what to do thereafter. Do we not need anybody? It's a matter for common sense to decide. Now in the terminology of the saint, the word teacher, the word guru, the word master, these things are used there. They say without a guru nothing can be done, can be no problem. Now I have to dwell on this subject. Who is a guru? Who can guide us both ways in the worldly affairs too? And how to rise above body from the objective side into the subjective side. Rise above body consciousness to transcend into the beyond and also guide us further in that place. So if we have to learn that teachings of the Master which they give, there must be somebody who is a dead, dead man, that way. So what the masters have been defining this word guru or teacher or master, I'll quote you from different masters what they thought about it and what we are taking it to be. Guru Nanak was asked, who is your guru? And he said, Shabad is my guru. So what is Shabd? Shabd, God is a Shabd. God is wordless. When it came to being, it is called Shabd or word. The Shabd stands for the power, which God into expression power, which is maker of all creation and controlling all creation and permeating all creation. So that power is the true guru, which controls all universe, also controls us in the body. This is what Guru Nanak said. Then came up Kabir. He says, I have been sent from God to bring you back home. He does not say, I am God, I am the messenger. Prophet Muhammad also had to say the same thing. So all others, they say they are the messengers who know the way back to God and have been authorized to take you back home. So, 10th Guru was asked, who is your Guru? I simply quote these things to you so that this word Guru or teacher or master, what it does it stand for and what are his qualifications. He says that the one who existed before this world came into being, when he came to expression, that God into expression power is my guru. He has quoted his previous birth also, refer to previous birth. That place has been found even now. He says, I was there, past birth, I was so much absorbed in God and so much in that intoxication that I would not like to leave that place, and God ordered me to come to the world. I said, God, what will I do? Because my mind did not like to come up here. But I will order, then ask me what to do. He said, most of the people that have sent to the world, they have only worshipped, God worshipped their own selves rather than me. You see? Now Christ came, he always referred to the Father who has sent him. He said, I am the Son of God, that's right, I am sent by God, you see. Well, Kabir also said, I am the messenger of God. Prophet Muhammad also said the same thing. He says, who I am? He says, I am the servant of God and servant of you all. I am sent here to see what is going on in the world below. So take me as your helper, as your, what you say, to help you way back to God. So I am sent by God. I am not the God. Then he gave very strong admonition, because that was the custom. You see, generally we take those people who came here, they take as God. He says, whosoever tells me that I am God, he will go to hell. So that to avoid those people from misunderstanding that the people have got at last. So you will find that God into expression power, which is controlling all universe, and controlling us in the body too, as I submitted yesterday. This is a wonderful house in which we live in. There are so many apertures in this body, but we cannot run away out of it. That keeps us controlled in the body. So body works so long as we are in the body. We leave this body only when that power leaves us, is withdrawn. So we have to leave the body. So, wherever that resides in every heart, but in which he is manifest, overflowing, he is called the Guru, he is called the Master. He will become the mouthpiece of that power working through him. As Guru Nanak said, I am the mouthpiece of God. Christ said, I am only giving you what the Father has told you to do. Go back home. We do have respect for all these, you see. Who can unite us with God? Is there no father, no brother, no parent? But that God into expression power, where it is manifested, given a commission to bring back his children back to home, that is him we address as a Guru or a Master. So for that reason, what is the criterion of such a man? He will only withdraw your soul, your attention of the soul from all outside and from the body below, bring it to the back of the eyes, which is the seat of the soul in the body, and there he connects you with the God into special power, the two phases of which is light and sound. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Who withdraws your attention from outside enables to hear that God into expression power, which is sound principle going on in the world, which is music of the spheres, which is called Nada, which is called Kalam-e-Kaleem, who makes that sound audible to you, he is called a Master. Paltu says, when you in the body from above, who that withdraws your attention, soul from the body and gives you contact with that hearing of that Nada, the voice of God, he is a Guru. Then what brings you in contact of the sound? He says, he open your inner ears to hear the sound principle reverberating in all creation, resembling like a bell. Now you see, in our outer worship, we light the candles, we ring the bells. In our churches, temples, mosques, they are made out of the manner of man body, and there they put in those symbols, two symbols of light and sound, to show that such like light and such like sound is reverberating within you. Withdraw your attention from outside and hear that sound coming from the heaven. That you cannot hear that light, you cannot see, unless you are withdrawn from outside and rise above body consciousness. The one who is competent to give you this contact of the two aspects of the God into expression power is called a Guru. The word Guru means who removes the dark veil from before your eyes and manifests the light of God. That light of God and sound has different stages, according to the densities of the planes beyond. There are so many mansions in the house of our Father. Just think for a moment what I am placing before you. What is the terminology of the saints means Guru or Master? So, all Masters say like that. That's not only the thing what you should see. So, Guru, what is it? He is the Word made flesh. It is a link between man and God. Who is competent to withdraw our attention, which is the outer expression of our soul, from all outside, from the body below, give you a demonstration of that, how to rise above body consciousness, and give you a contact with the light and sound principle within you, and you bear testimony that you see light. You bear testimony that the sound principle is going on. Who can do that? Then they shall tell us what? Don't believe in the words of a guru or a master unless you see for your own self. You bear testimony that they are light. They sound principle. So these are the things which are all masters send. You know, Christ also said that I must work the work of Him that has sent me. While it is day, the word marked the day. Day means alive. And the night cometh when no man can do anything. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. These are the words of St. John, really. I mean to say, to place before you, what the people are, were in great misapprehension, what this word guru or master stands for. It is something who himself rises above body consciousness and makes you rise above it, gives a demonstration of it, and you bear testimony, you are not the body. You bear testimony, and these things are given in our scriptures. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Take heed that the light which is within you is not darkness. These symbols are kept in the temples, churches, other holy places of worship, after the model of man body, that such like light is within you and such like sound is vibrating within you. So, the same has been said by all masters when they came in one social body or the other. Such like masters have been coming from time to time to guide the child humanity back to their father's home. Who is competent to raise our attention from all outside, raise us from the body below, open our inner eye, and we test you as there's light inside. That's the lowest grade, of course, but that will grow more and more as your eyes above planes. There are many mentions in the house of my father. Others say macrocosm is in the microcosm. So we have been given bodies to work in those planes. We are now working in the physical body. The light is covered by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 covers. You see, the light is not there, but you, as you shake off one cover, you see some light. If you shake the other cover, there's still more light. If all covers are shaken off, you see full light. Those who see the full light, he is called a khalsa, he is called a true Sikh. Those who see that light, he is called a truly a Hindu. Those who see that light, that is truly called a Muslim. And those who see that light, they are called true Christian. Not by the outer labels that we are carrying of one religion or social body or the other. By joining that, it means we have joined certain school of thought to see the light of God. That school is creditable. It turns out many students like that successful. So all masters, they say the same thing. And that power never leaves us. That is called Christ power, God power, or Guru power, or Master power. That never leaves us till the end of the world. But so long that power works at the human pole, he guides all child humanity. As I just quoted, they have to work when it is day, when I am alive. When the night comes, nobody can work. So And so long as I am in the body, I am the light of the world. This is all of the master said. So this generation goes on from posterity to posterity. That's the system of God, you see. This work is carried on. At one place, you remember, Christ said, well, I will send that Holy Ghost to guide you further later on in the world. So world made flesh is the Guru. You see? Who is conscious of that power working through him. He knows what has been given, what Christ and others say. He says, I am doing that work which God has told me, my Father has told me to do. They've got some plan before them. They see and then say. So this thing goes on, you see. Demand and supply, neem goes on. One bulb is fused, another is put on. Light is the same. That light, world made flesh, never leaves you. Here and hereafter too. So all masters tell us, all I take to the feet of somebody who is taught, who is a guru in that sense of the word. Not, we are also, you see, respect all those teachers which give us, at whose feet we do learn so many things out of, we have respect for them. But this is something which starts where the world philosophy ends. When you rise above what you say, outgoing faculties, your mind is still. There the religions are. Religion means reem is back, leads you to bind. Like yoga. Yoga means to join your soul with God. God into special power mind that, not God absolute. God expression power is the way back to absolute God. That has got two aspects, light and sound. You catch, can ride on the ray of the sun, where will it lead you? Lead you to the ray from where, sun, where, from where it emanated. So all Master says the world made flesh. I and my Father are one. The world was with God and world was God. All creation came into the world. And the world was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. All these are quoting from Bible and others too. What is Naam, or word, or kalma? Naam is a place, or Shabd is a place, from where all this emanated, this creation of the world came into being. And when dissolution comes, this just results into that, again new world begins. So that power is God word, or Naam, or Shabd. Who is the mouthpiece of that power? He is, truly respect him, we can derive full benefit from him by his presence. Guru Amar Das, for 70 long years, after search for God, he came to the feet of such a master. He said, it is a very great fortune that I met with such a living master. Of course, it is a great blessing to have a living master. So, this is, what is the job, you see, generally? Kabir says, these men, two appear to be two, God-man, God in man, and that power, God into expression, in appearance they appear to be two, but the other is the mouthy of the first one. So, all masters say like that. Mala Rum says, that God sent us to the world. He came himself into the world, took the form of a man. He has sealed our eyes and ears there, so that may not see, and may not hear. Here he comes in the form of a man and takes off those seals from our eyes and our ears. This is what Christ also said, all the said. I have come to make those who do not see, see. These are the terms, you see, that can be understood when you are sit at the feet of some practicing master. The basic teachings of all has been the same. And when you meet such a master, he never leaves you. Here and hereafter. So what do they do? First work, to raise you up from the man body and from all outside. Give you a demonstration of that, how to rise up a body conscious, how to open the single eye within you and see the light of God, and you bear testimony to it. So such light, they open your ear to hear the sound, the voice, the music of the spheres, the nada. He opens the seal from your eyes, open your inner eye, single eye, when thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Now I hope you'll follow what I mean to say. In the outside world we need some teacher. We are respectful to them, whatever learn at their feet, but all these outer subjects relate to the outer faculties, mind or intellect. And in a subject which starts, the ABC of which starts when you rise above body consciousness, when the world flashes and there the religion starts, remains back, leisure to mind, we do need somebody. Of our own self we cannot rise above body consciousness. Can we? Why can't we, I tell you? Because our souls are identified with the outgoing faculties, mind and intellect and the body, that we cannot, we are identified, we cannot differentiate ourselves. We are under grand delusion. Who can withdraw our attention from outside and from the body below, raise you up, you see I am not the body. Know thyself mean? By self-analysis you know you are the driving force of all this factory of the man body. Then you see the old self which is controlling you. So such like, this is definition generally given by all masters. They never say, I am God. They say, we are the messenger. We have been sent by God to guide you back to your home. That's all. If anybody says, what 10th Guru said, if any of you do call me God, you go to hell. You see, that is only to stop this misconception prevailing in the world. Our master used to say, he said, take me as your father, as your mother, elder, as your teacher. You follow my instruction, when you rise above body consciousness, you see something more, you may tell anything. So this is something which starts when you rise above body consciousness. And Guru Amar Das came to the feet of such a master after 70 long years. He says, I've got great blessing to have a living master. So Guru Ram Das, he says, pray, anybody would pray, O God, make us the slave of the slaves who have become your slave. We are all, you see, slaves of our outgoing faculties, slaves of the mind ramifications. We are slaves of the outer enjoyments of all those who are attached to us. We are not slaves of God. So he prayed, O God, lead me to the feet of such a master who is your mouthpiece. And keep me with him till the end of my life. Let my soul depart while at his feet. Naturally, any lover would like to die at the feet of his beloved, is it not? We have been lovers of the world, when we are leaving, we call, where is my son, where is my mother, where is that, where is that? And the man who is the lover of God, he says, oh God, I'm going to my father. This is all master says. Guru Amar Das says, now I am going back home. Don't cry. Baba Jam Singh sat at the center. Our master used to sit some months before, "Well, I am leaving you." Oh, such like masters, we pray, "Oh God, give us the feet of such a personality with the mouth we support." And he says, "How long can I should like to die at his feet?" This is the very biggest prayer, this is, I mean prayer, of all the prayers that we have. And he says, "Why have I chosen this thing?" He says, even the most learned people like Shankar, who first gave out about the, what you say, oneness of God is all God, into expression or whatever it is. We are no other than God. Then later on he gave, his father gave out the Ramanuja, that we are still a cover over that power. We are not that. He also, you see, first he was a preacher like that and ultimately became to be a lover of Rama, God incarnation power. So as I told you yesterday, in the temples, in the mosques, in the churches, there are symbols of light are found out there. Which is better? They are symbols only to show that such like models, that such like light and sound of God is reverberating within you. And one asks, who is the better? And he is better at it too. Of all these, in whom that light is effulgent, is radiating, that is best of all. So these outer things were found just for teaching the people that such like sound is there, such like light is within you, you are the two temples of God. We have respect for outer temples and places of worship, as it is meant to direct people to the true temple of God which you are carrying. So long as the practical people were there, they gave a demonstration of that. They saw their own body was the true temple of God with the grace of the Guru. So he is best of all. Now he says Shankar, the most learned man, came out after to worship of man, incarnation. And Narad, who is the, I see, the Bhakti Yoga, head of the Bhakti Yoga, like Ramakrishna Paramahansa, he took to the Bhakti Yoga. And last of all, he saw, he first worshipped God in the symbol of Mother. Mother invited me all around, right, left, up, down. There was no place where Mother was not. He came to his Guru. He said, "Look here, I cannot rise into quantity, unity of God." He took something, whatever was lying, and put him here. "Put your attention here. Rise above." Then he had risen into oneness of God. So I tell you, the most learned and the most devoted God, I mean Bhakti Yoga, and also of all other yogas, they bear testimony, they hanker to come to the feet of somebody who is born made flesh. One is, fire is burning somewhere, to sit by that, and one is learning how to burn the fire by rubbing. So that is why Maulana Rum gave out, you can find to sit at the feet of a master, not the so-called masters, excuse me, for 1 hour, that will give you an effect, a benefit, as you would not be able to derive by sitting 100 years in the outer palace. So, so Guru Ram Das say, why we want to set the feet of a master like that and die at his feet? Because even the most learned people the most bhakti yoga heads and others all crave for the, I mean, what is presence or the guidance or the company of those who were made flesh, direct mouthpieces of God. He says, further it is, such like people, those who were made flesh, wherever they laid their feet on, where they resided, they became the places of pilgrimages. Christ lived in Jerusalem. That is the place of pilgrimage for all Christians. Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, was at Mecca. That is the place of pilgrimage of all the Muslims all over the world. Buddha was awakened. In India there is a place there, that is called, that place is the place of pilgrimage for all Buddhists. Guru Nanak born somewhere, which are called now as Nankana Sahib. He sat at the feet of some tree which became sweet, part of it, the fruit became sweet, then called as by that place where he sat. So one word made flesh sat in so many places, all places became the places of worship. Which is better of all? Kabir puts question, O God, have a doubt in me, tell me, clear that out. Is it the word mesh better or the places of pilgrimage? You will have to say the word made flesh, wherever it sits, is better of all these places of worship. Pilgrimages, because it is due to him that place of pilgrimage came to be. So that is why Guru Ram Das say, I pray, O God, let me sit at the feet of you, of such a word made flesh, and die at his feet. Then he says, what to do? Just seek. If you hear somebody like that, go and sit at his feet. Don't think of your high position, or your wealth, or your ego. You just hear somebody like that, go and sit at his feet. See for yourself what is what. Don't go by the propaganda. Simply go and see. These are the things which sometimes stand in our way. You know, there is one saint, Ravidas. Mirabai, a saint, came to his feet and was blessed, was put on the way. The king of the time was called by name Pipa. He heard about it, that Ravidas, who was by profession a cobbler, is a great saint here. So many people had gathered together at his feet and derived benefit. He also wanted to go to his feet, but he considered, I am a king. How can I go to the feet of a cobbler? So the worldly position, sometimes the wealth, sometimes high education, stands her way. Oh, I know so much, I have so much, why should I go? One day he could not remain, you see. At the evening time, here you see, at the evening time many people go around. In old days, people used to go to the places of worship, sit there, temple, or at home. He ran up and go to the house, went to the house where Ravidas saint was living. He said, Master, I have come. He said, all right, he has not thought of his position and wealth and anything. He has come, all right, I will give him such a thing he will remember forever. You see, he was just washing the skin. He was a cobbler. And the king was afraid, oh my lord, what will happen if I'm asked to just drink that water which is washing up the skin? You see, the predominance of presence of a great master, man forgets everything. He could not refuse. He simply took the water, let it go to the shirt, ran back, "Oh God, I'm saved. I was otherwise spoiled." When he came home, he called for the washerman, and he can wash this cloth. That was some stain of his skin, I mean, water of his skin, washing. So the daughter, he asked his daughter to just, with the tongue, clean it off, wash it, and then the shirt was washed. In that there was attention, you see, mind that. Attention works wonders. What is initiation? It's a literal attention given to, which gives you a boost to rise above body consciousness. Outward expression of the soul is called attention. When attention is diverted, rabbited at one place, that works wonders. So, washerman's daughter became to be known as a saint. People began to gather together at her feet. King also came to know about it, that the daughter of my washerman is saying people are coming on, let me go to and visit him. He is not a cobbler, she is not a cobbler, you see. Went over there. When he reached there, the daughter of the washerman stood up with hands folded. And the pipa king said, told him, "Look here, daughter, I have come to see you as a saint, not as a daughter. You should not have stood." She said, "Also I have not stood that because you are a king. I am only standing in reverence because whatever I have got, it is through your favor." And she explained what it was, that I just washed the stain of the on the shirt which you gave us with my tongue. Then he repented and came back. Now the master, the people say, if you hear of such a master, who would not wish to go to such a master? But such masters have been few in the past. Even now they are few, but they are not, world is not without them. There is food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. Demand and supply goes on as a law. If a child was born 5,000 years back, 500 years back, or now, does not nature make arrangements for world in the mother before he is born? Don't you think those who will come in future, they will refuse that consideration? So, masters do live. They never say we are gods. They simply say we are your brothers. We are all brothers and sisters of God. Of course, they say, with the grace of God, something is working, then all credit goes to Him. So, Guru Ram Das gives, wherever you hear such like masters, you go to His feet. Don't think of the worldly position. Don't think of your high position. Don't think of the learning that you have got. To go is better, you see. Saint Augustine said, what is the way back to God? He said, first humility, second humility, and third humility. You are humble only when you try to go to somebody. Even if you go there, you are not humble, then whatever tumbler, you see, whatever glass you put under a tumbler of water, only that will be filled. If it's that place above the tumbler, then what you know, that's all right. Keep it to you. Just hear what he says. He might be saying something else. And you understand that, follow it. When you have that thing manifest in you, become humble, truly humble. Any fruit, let a tree, the branch of it laden with fruit that bends down to the ground. So humility comes up only then. Now the point is, what does he give such a man? We are business right, you see. Why should you go to such a person? He says, his first work is give a boost to you to rise up above body consciousness. He gives you a rebirth into the beyond. You know what Christ gave out? Except you be born anew, you cannot enter the kingdom of God And Nicodemus, who was a very learned Jew, had there. He came up, "Lord, how can, we are old ones, how can we re-enter the womb of the mother and be reborn?" He said, "You are a learned man, everybody, especially you, don't you know that flesh is born of the flesh and spirit of the spirit?" Then he said, "You must be reborn." This rebirth is called. In the Hindu, it is called twice born. You see, this is what they give. That's only had at the feet of Master. Guru Nanak was asked, "When did you escape the wheel of life and death, coming and going?" He said, "By having a rebirth at the feet of my Master." When you become conscious co-worker of divine plan, your ego is gone. If you have not become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, then you are the doer. Whatever you will sow, you will have to reap that. Good action will give you good results, bad, bad. The wheel of coming and going will go on. So this is the first thing who raises you from the depth of the poisons of the outgoing faculty above all that, bring you up and open your inner eye to see the light of God. Moral room referred to it as we are all in the prison house of the body. We have forgotten ourselves how to come out of the body. He says, "You break the roof, open the hole into the roof and go up." So in man body, you see, so long as you are working at the level of the outgoing faculties, all impressions are coming within you. If you stop all that, draw your attention from all outside, the outgoing faculty won't work. And just collect all your attention at the feet of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes, then that inner eye will open, single eye, you will see the light of God. You see the voice of God, music of the spheres, which will lead you where? That will lead you where? From where that emanated. The God said, "I am one and wish to be many." There was vibration. And vibration results in two things, light and sound. So this is direct way back to God. So, what is done? You see, when you meet a master, he gives you how to rise above body consciousness, how to become conscious co-worker of divine plan, that power is working, it is not you. Then you lose your ego, that Lord of reckoning, of justice, which just gives this, what is it? Decisions according to our actions, then while a doer. But those who become conscious over the divine plan, they have not to attend that court of law. So this is, while all your records back are present, when there is nobody to bear the reactions of the past, no ego is left, no doer is left, then who will bear that? So all are watchers. So you are not to attend the court of reckoning after your death. As you sow, so shall you reap. You escape that beat. Because you become conscious, you are no more doer of the day thing. So such like people, you say, what to do? Because you want permanent peace and permanent jaya, then there is one thing only. Don't, he said, delay a minute. Seek the feet of somebody who is master in that sense. And so when such masters come, what they do? They, "All right, here's the way back to God, come up, God will lead you there. He has sent me to carry you out there." He does not say, "I am God," he says, "I am messenger." Just, you see, there are two kinds of masters who come into the world. electricity is the same. Somewhere it burns fire, somewhere it gives you ice cream. There are two different workings of that power, which is called. One is called incarnations of God, the other come of the negative power, you might say, of God, time, and the other is incarnations of God. So saints also come to the world, their mission is different, and others also come, their mission is to punish the wicked, to uphold the righteous, and let the world going. Whereas those who come to take back soul back home, that is to depopulate the world, you see, and bring people home. It is something, I may give you an example. There's a prison house. One man goes there, he takes pity on them, they don't get good food, he allowed some money. And the prisoners begin to have good food after that. Another man goes there, he sees they've got no clothes. He sanctions some amount and the prisoners begin to have good clothes. A third man goes over there, he says they've got no ventilated buildings to live in. He sanctions some allotment, made some money, and they begin to have good ventilated house. All three people went out there, they had sympathy for the prisoners. They began to have good food, good clothing, and good buildings to live in. Another man went up. He had the key of the door of the prison. He opened the door. All right, go out each one. Who had more sympathy for those men? So saints are like that. They come to take you back home. So whenever you come under the custody of such a personality, called by any name you like now, he's a man born like us, of course. But the difference is, he has control all his outgoing faculties, he takes work from them as he desires, and we are led away by the outgoing faculties. He rises, he wants, his body is working in the world, but his soul is in tune with God, is the mouthpiece of God. He appears to very much, I've engaged in worldly affairs, but whenever he wants, he rises above body consciousness and transcends to beyond. So he can work both ways, here and there. To have such a master, living master, is a great blessing. So such like people come up, and then the question comes, what is in their hands with which they do all these things? They are Word made flesh, mind that. That Word has God, as you told, as I submitted to you, to a special light and sound. They come, that's already within us, but our soul is just identified with the world outside, we withdraw all our attention from outside and gives it something to start with, some capital to start with. He not simply says, go on doing it, you'll have it. No. A bird in hand is better than two in the bush. He gives you demonstration of that, how to rise above body consciousness. Gives you some capital to start with of light and sound. By regular practice, they do own, you see, at times Guru Amar Das says, I was sometime like you working the world, under the control of outgoing faculties, but now I have risen above with the grace of God, working through my Guru. So every saint has its past and every sinner's future. So there is hope for everybody. Those who got man-body, they have got the hereditary right, as I told you, to know God. So in their hand, what nectar they have got, what medicine they have got, by which they raise our souls from all outward enjoyment, gives a higher bliss within, that it will bring you in contact with the Word within you. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet. Take heed that the light within you is not darkness. With that thing, they do like that. So, when the master come, you know that when Christ sent his disciples to preach outside, he said, what you heard in the ear, tell them from the housetop. These things are now being given out openly as platform. This is the basic teachings of all masters who came, whether in the East or the West. Now we need somebody. If we can rise up our own selves, well and good, what more is wanted? But if we cannot, if somebody comes there, then God sends him. Your prayer is true. God makes some arrangement to bring us in contact with somewhere where he can have this facility of rising to demonstration of rising above body consciousness, opening inner eye. So they come and proclaim, here's the way. God wants each one of you to come back to his home. And that thing which leads you to your true home is within you already, controlling you in the body. You are simply to withdraw your attention from all sides and give your contact with that, and which will lead to where, from where it emanates, to Absolute Lord. So all outer religions, the labels of which we are carrying, they have these very basic teachings in their scriptures. For want of practical people, we have forgotten. This is what I am putting before you. It is no new thing. It is already given in the books, in the scriptures. I have written one book, Naam or Word, from all scriptures.
The feminine
social body now exists in the world. They simply touch the true living and higher consciousness. Is what social body, the labels of which you are carrying, remain there, first step. Have true living, and somebody there, if you can have your own self contact, that power which is within you, when will you know about it? When your attention will turn from all outside and from the body below, then your inner eye or single eye will open, you see it in them. If you can do of your own self well and good, do it. If not, we cannot do it generally, because we are already identified with the outgoing faculties, intellect, body, in the world. They have forgotten ourselves and all practices. What we use for meeting God relate to the outgoing faculties, mind or intellect. How can you rise above it? So someone is needed to raise you up, give you a demonstration of it, give you something, some capital to start with of the light and sound within you, and then dwell further. There the ABC starts. That's not the end all, the be all. We have got many mentions in the house of our Father. Macrocosm in the microcosm. This is what we gathered from the Masters, you see. And this is what is meant by the word Master or Guru in the terminology of the saints, not in the sense as we use generally. We have respect for all those at whose feet we have learnt all these subjects which relate to the outgoing faculties or intellect. But we do need somebody who has access into the vision, who can give us a demonstration of that how to rise above body consciousness, and we bear testimony what the Master says, really that is so. The company of such masters is called the true satsang. Not those of intellectuals, but those who have been to the beyond and gives us something of the beyond. In his company we will truly learn what the scriptures say, because they have seen those, the words of those masters who saw and then gave out, which form part of our scriptures. If you want true interpretation of those, we need somebody who has seen, has been there. So yesterday morning you see I gave you what is meditation. Last night I gave you what is called really spirituality, it is not bearing the outer forms and reels of the labels of the religion. It is something to know how to know yourself and to know the old self, which is controlling us in the body by self-analysis, and enable you to transcendently beyond and traverse there. That needs somebody to guide you. Call the very name you like. Today I have given you, you see, what you will learn at their feet, what is really called a master or a guru, and we confound it with the outer forms of the world. Again, I would submit, we have respect for all these at whose feet we have learned something. But this all thing gives you science, of the knowledge of the world, which is exotic. And this is where all philosophies and their religion start. Tomorrow, God wills, I'll give you some insight in the world, what is world. You see? And the gleaning is given in all scriptures of that, reference is given there. And further, this body is the true temple of God, where it is possible to rise above body conscious and traverse into the beyond, what our scriptures say about it, about them, that will form the subject of tomorrow and day after, God willing. Thank you for your patient hearing. What I have come to know, I have put before you. It is for you to, for calm consultation, how it appears to you.
Silence, Maharaji. Bless us during the silence.
All is sit in silence in sweet remembrance of God. That's all.